Did you know that the New Covenant writings contain nearly 500 quotes from the Tanakh, or what many people know as the Old Testament? In addition to these direct quotes, there are nearly 800 additional references from the Tanakh. That is 1,300 references in total. Seeing that the New Covenant writings are immersed with these quotes and references, wouldn't you think that it is important to spend time learning and understanding the context of these scriptures and how they are used to substantiate the truth that Yeshua or Jesus is the promised Messiah of Israel, spoken of by these very scriptures? In his own words, Yeshua says in Luke chapter 24 and verses 44 through 47, "This is what I meant when I was still with you and told you that everything written about me in the Torah of Moshe, the prophets, and the Psalms had to be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Tanakh, telling them, "Here is what it says. The Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And in his name, repentance leading to forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed to people from all nations, starting in Yerushalayim," or Jerusalem. Some of the terminology may sound different than what you are used to reading in your Bible. That is because for all scripture readings, we are using the Complete Jewish Bible translated by David Stern. This translation infuses a Jewish identity into the scriptures, thus reestablishing the original context for which they were originally written. It is in this context that we will explore many topics that you may have questioned over the years. Hopefully those questions will be answered here. In the segments to come, I will talk about Messianic Judaism, Passover, and the other feasts of Adonai given to Israel. They are known as Moedim, or appointed times. Torah is often misunderstood, so I will offer more insight regarding the very foundation of what you believe. Being born again is understood as a Christian belief, when in actuality it is a very Jewish concept. Can the New Covenant stand by itself? A question that we will explore and answer. We will be exploring all of these topics and more, in that we will also look at specific scriptures that are often misunderstood and misapplied. This is just the beginning. During June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.